Hi, Texas. Everybody. Welcome back to the Nerd Slice podcast.
I have an intro. Okay. I'm sorry. I took off. All right. POV. You know what that stands for? Point of view. Fun fact. Point of view. It's Monday, specifically Monday morning. You're starting off your daily commute to either your job or to the gym. We see you, David, right? You're out here watching the Nerd Slice podcast. Evan is in his tank top with a graphic button-down shirt. Donald is once again in the first shirt that he pulls out from his drawers. But you have an overshirt today. I'm kind of proud of that.
Did I
inspire you?
I actually really tried on this outfit today. Fuck you.
Did I inspire you?
I'm starting off early today.
That's one.
Dude, I actually
POV,
tried.
You're going to this video before the music starts.
Are you ready for this?
I'm ready for this.
We're looking backwards.
It's you. It's me. It's us.
Season 4. Because why not?
Welcome to Nerd Slash.
Welcome to the pod.
Sorry, I've become the interrupting one. What's up?
How are you doing? How was your week?
I have been at home.
That's awesome. It's spring break,
chilling,
right?
Been chilling. Mm-hmm. Being chilling, you can almost say. By the way, guys, obviously, I know this is another Nerd Slice first, but I think it's really interesting that we've had the same back-to-back guests because Timmy Turner once again makes a comeback.
Oh, I did wear this shirt last time.
But
I have an overshirt this time.
He's like teenage Timmy. Or actually, no. Oh, wait, no. Well, fun fact.
Listen, I am old grizzled Timmy Turner they found out that he made the wish.
Which, by the way, spoiler alerts for how old is Fairly Odd Parents? Like 15, 20 years? 20 years. 20 years. Your sock has a hole in it?
Apparently.
Yeah. Show it off.
No.
Let's get those feet pics.
Oh, damn it. I have to move.
So, Timmy Turner made a wish, apparently like 60 years ago.
50.
To stay 10 forever. They revealed it, I think, in like the series finale of the show. So, yeah, he just finessed the entire world, which honestly, people give Timmy Turner a lot of stuff, you know? That's a pretty smart wish.
Yeah, I guess.
If you had like one wish, what would your wish be? No, none of this like infinite wishes. No, like,
okay.
Like a genuine, like,
if I had one wish.
No, like the only caveat is, which by the way, we need to get that like I was going to say tattooed, painted here on the wall. We say that word so much.
Caveat?
So much that our friends started saying it.
Good.
So
it's a good word.
It is a good word. Can you explain the definition? Urban Dictionary. Go. New segment of the podcast.
Caveat. It is. Hey.
How do you spell it?
Caveat. And Editor Sophie will put down what it means here.
Editor Sophie.
I put on our last podcast.
I didn't notice that. I was scrolling through trying to find clips.
The whole podcast, last podcast, is me saying, yeah, I'm the editor. Heck yeah. And then now I'm not the editor anymore. Not for any other reason other than...
He hates me. He hates me.
No, other than any
reason... He fired himself.
Yeah, I did fire myself.
Fired himself.
He
didn't sleep last night. Did you think I was going to be like, you're no longer a part... What was your thought process?
So here's how this came up. We obviously... I've loved Nerd Slice. I've been the co-host for what? 2 years now? 3 years?
13.
The co-host of Nerd Slice podcast for 3 years.
13.
Mm-hmm. 3 years. I love this thing that we do.
But
as you grow up and you have more, you know, responsibilities, as you guys may have seen if you've been following us for a bit, I was really busy at the beginning of this year because of work. And so that has just kind of compounded. I've gotten a lot of responsibility because of work now, because I am great at my job. You could see that that's just positive affirmations. Very good at my job.
I like positive affirmations.
Yeah. I'm very good at my job and I'm very thankful for being seen by my work, but that means that there's more responsibilities and I started getting burned out.
I see you.
Editing at work and then editing the Nerd Slice podcast because it's not something that really takes a lot and it's not trying to be harsh. It's just for me, once you edit the same thing 30 times, you kind of just get used to it.
He's doing the YouTube apology, right? But he needs to say what the real reason is. Okay. You need to tell him what the real is.
Sorry.
Donald became the co-host of a new podcast called the Geek Peace Podcast, right? In which he gives everyone a slice of geeky goodness. And he
that was
just,
clever.
Thank you.
Hey, I'll give
I
you.
I want
that.
You to know, I sat for the last minute while you were talking, thinking of that.
That was clever. Thank the you. Geek Peace podcast thank was
you.
Clever.
But you know, he just no, yeah. So if this video does exponentially better, just know that our producer now editor is amazing. And if it does worse, just know that Donald sabotaged her. All you need to know.
No, I don't like editing the podcast is just a lot for me. So I spent an entire night freaking out because obviously I feel bad about letting go of something like this. And so I texted Evan in the morning. I'm like, I'm so sorry, but I can't do this anymore. And he's like, do what? I'm like, edit the podcast. And he's like, oh yeah, man, no worries. Like, you're good.
I am a good leader. I'm a good boss.
You are a good leader.
What's the thing we saw recently? There was a thing I saw recently. I don't even know what I was saying. I saw something recently and I was like, I'm a good boss.
You know when you are a good boss. You know when you work out for the first time.
You're not getting that raise, but anyway, continue.
I don't need a raise. My only raise is that I get to spend an hour a week with you. That's enough for me.
It's still the YouTube apology. continue. Yeah, here, wait. Continue. When you work out for the first time, like ever, or just like after a long time?
After a long time.
Yeah.
That everything hurts. And now I'm just trying to like drink my coffee and my tricep don't go high enough. So I'm just like, ah.
I got you. This is what friends are for.
Thank you.
So next time your friends are sore and they're trying to drink something, you know, just give them that extra helping hand.
So your friends are for when you're sore?
Are you proud of me?
I am super proud of you.
I've been looking at my camera.
We're supposed to look in the middle.
No, but that's my specific camera. The middle, I mean, I'll look in the middle again, right? Stare into my eyes. My soft.
If you're going to do the stare,
eyes.
You're going to do it into your camera, but.
You know, my eyes change color.
Yes, mine do too.
Yeah, but you got those cool green eyes. You're like.
Yeah. What color are they?
Green.
Green, right?
Oh, what dumb argument did you get into with someone?
No, it's just recently people just tell me that they're blue and they're not. I was born with green eyes.
Your eyes are green. They just have like. They look. A blue.
Nope. People say that they go full blue.
You know how last week I said that your hair sounded like? I'm going to do what your eyes sound like right now. All right, look at me. Stare into my eyes. Pretend you're serenading me. I got it. All right, ready? Donald's eyes sound like... What do my hazel eyes sound like? I need to put my mic up. What do my eyes sound like?
Like everything I've ever loved.
How is he still single? I don't get it. I don't understand.
Okay, we're moving past this. What are we talking
what
about?
What is
today?
Your wish? You never told me what your wish would be.
Do I be sappy and continue the YouTube apology, or do I?
You mean like my one wish is to always spend time with you and every day?
No.
Oh, okay.
My one wish is for the health and success of all my friends and family.
That's cute. I want superpowers.
What superpower would you wish for?
I don't
for?
Know. Well, I already have
I
a superpower.
I know what superpower I'd wish for.
Well, I already have a superpower, so I want a second superpower.
Well, yours is a detrimental superpower.
Mine is more of like a cursed superpower.
Yeah.
But which if it's your first time ever hearing about my superpower, I have short-circuited my old car at least 16 times. I have replaced every electrical component in that car. I can honestly say that on my resume, I could put mechanic. I feel like
no,
I have
you could
such,
put electrical mechanic.
Maybe
but
electrical.
You can't.
No, because I also know how to change the oil.
Mm-hmm.
I know how to change the tires. Mm-hmm. I know how to put brakes.
Nice.
Like change the brake pads.
Mm-hmm.
Put in a little like air refresher in there. I know all of that.
Okay.
I would wish that dinosaurs existed again.
You see, here's the thing.
Actually, no.
Here's the thing. That's a stupid wish. We're going to die if you do that. But also, if they made a Jurassic Park, I'd go.
No, I would too.
I would 100%
go. See, here's the thing. I've always been an advocate of like, that's dumb. If dinosaurs were actually real, right?
Uh-huh.
I've seen enough of the movies. But like, you're telling me like, if they brought back that, you don't think I would want to see like a plesiosaur?
A plesiosaur?
Do you know what a plesiosaur is?
Yes.
What is it?
It's a pleasing-a-saur.
No, it's Nessie. That's what Nessie is. But yeah, I would go see the dinosaurs and like be like friend shaped. If dangerous, why friend shaped?
They're not friend shaped.
Some of them are friend shaped.
No, they're not.
Some of them are.
Nope.
Yep.
Nope.
Yep.
Nope.
Yep.
Nope.
Yep.
Nope.
Maybe one unfriend shaped dinosaur.
A T-Rex.
No, T-Rex has small arms. You're gonna tell me someone with these little tiny arms is it friend shaped?
Yes.
Good for little hugs. Personal hugs.
Nope.
Yep.
Nope.
spilled on my mic.
Yeah, be better.
Be better.
If I were to wish for a superpower, it'd be teleportation. It's the best. It's the best superpower. It's the best superpower. Because here's the thing. One, you can get anywhere at any time instantly. Your life is different. Your life is different if you don't have to commute.
You would save money on gas.
If you don't have to commute, right? You'd save money on time, period.
That is
right?
Also like, true.
If I could get up at 8:40 and get to work at 8:50,
I feel like you would have to be secretive about it. Because if the government found out that there was a being that could, like, think about it, you'd be in Area 51 in like 10 minutes.
Sure. But like, you do things. And then if you could teleport things to you, then you don't have to work, right? Like, I can just be like a stack of money.
But that's what I'm saying. You're once again proving my point of the government's going to like try to like dissect you because you're stealing money.
Yeah, but how would they know I was stealing money?
What do you mean?
How would they know?
You have the money.
Okay.
Also, what are you going to put on like your like tax forms? Like, what's your job?
YouTube.
That's valid. Wait, no, because that could work. It could work. Mm-hmm. So if our channel all of a sudden starts making a lot of money, just know that
Here's the thing.
Figured out
Here's the thing. You make an LLC. You make an LLC and then you just like put money, like you, instead of teleporting actual cash, you can teleport like goods, then pawn them off, put that money in the bank. When you put that money in the bank, then you can put the money into the LLC. And then what you do is that for the YouTube channel, you just have the same sponsor for every single episode. And then you just pay yourself with that LLC to the YouTube channel taxes.
You know how sometimes your brain doesn't brain?
Mm-hmm.
What does LLC mean?
Limited liability company.
Yeah, no, wouldn't have gotten that. I would have thought it stand for like a good neighbor, State Farm. Like, I don't.
No.
LLC.
Limited.
We should ask David.
Liberty.
That's not our sponsor for today.
Who's our sponsor for today?
I'm actually glad that you asked about that.
God.
Our sponsor for today is can't be one.
The sponsor for the day.
Our sponsor for today is the word because sometimes when there's silence and you need to fill that silence, a good old fashioned.
You know who the sponsor for today is?
Who?
Our producer Sophie for bringing us coffee.
Our sponsor for today is Starbucks.
I tried.
Sponsor for today is
I tried,
our
Sophie,
fine,
the editor.
Fine. Our,
you
our
can put a caption
today,
down here saying that Evan is the worst.
Our sponsor for today is our producer slash now editor because she made a good logo and it's right here. Wait, can they see it?
Yes. That was the entire point of putting it up.
Look at the logo. The logo. I am going to, by the way, you guys left some really great name suggestions. Are we going to do like a little grand reveal for that
Greg.
Soon? I don't think anyone mentioned Greg.
Greg.
I think I said Greg.
Greg.
Greg?
Greg.
Greg? But like Greg. Specifically how you're saying Greg?
Greg.
Greg?
Greg.
What about Solomon?
Solomon.
Or wait, no, Sullivan. Like from Monsters, Inc.
Sullivan?
Yeah. Sullivan.
Mm. We should do a grand reveal, but also we should put up a poll and make them vote.
Well, I mean, it was a question of the day.
I know, but we should put four names at the two
the
of
top.
Us choose.
Okay.
Yeah.
So we pick...
We choose four names and then they vote, and then whoever has the highest vote is
we had
the
some,
name
our
of...
producer wanted Pete, like Pete the pizza.
I like Pete.
I like Azeep.
I don't like Azeep.
I can tell because you sniffled.
I don't
hard
like.
When
I like. I think like Azeep is clever, but I feel like there's a certain type of story behind it. Like you told the story. I didn't listen very much, but I know it's with one of our friends. But I think that that's a you guys thing, and I don't think it.
We should name it Baldassar Fo Faldassar Fee Fi Fo Fal.
That's copyright infringement.
Why?
Because you're taking the idea of someone else.
There was
and porting it onto something of your own.
I got really happy over the weekend because there's a TikTok and it's this lady and her dog's name is Rotisserie Chicken.
I hate you.
And I thought it was, and it's just, that's such a clever
name.
For
why?
It was a little bulldog.
Why?
Little bulldog.
And Rotisserie Chicken.
Naming your dog after like a Norse god is so much cooler.
Yes.
You know how many Loki dogs I've met?
Hey, okay. Here's the thing. That's our question for the day. Which is a stupider name? More stupid. Is stupider a word? More stupid. What's a more stupid name for a dog? Doesn't matter the breed. Shut up.
I actually have a better question of the day.
Rotisserie chicken or Loki?
No.
What's dumber?
No, I have a better question of the day. If you could have a rotisserie, any type of food, what would it be? Because there's rotisserie chickens, right? But I feel like other foods are not being utilized correctly in a rotisserie machine.
I feel like my question is better.
Like, imagine, like, I'm trying to think of what would be a good rotisserie type food. Like, because, like, there's rotisserie chicken. I know there's rotisserie, like, hot dogs. Like, if you ever walked in, like, a 7-Eleven, which we'll get into that later. Like,
what did they do to you?
You'll see, dog. All right. But like any sort of thing, which here, you want to just get into our first story? So 7-Eleven is now making hot dog flavored sparkling water. While I fix my mic, I'm going to let you sit with that one.
So there are times where you ask how far is too far? And I think that's it. I think if anyone asks in my life how far too far is, I'm going to say making a hot dog sparkling water.
Wait. I did it. So apparently it's people think it's part of like an April Fool's Day prank. Mm-hmm. But some people are saying that like, no, it would be on brand if they made hot dog, which I have a lot of questions. Like, do you taste just the hot dog? Do you taste like,
now mind
like
you,
the condiments on it?
Now, mind you.
Dono's an advocate for hot dogs, so.
Now, mind you, the 7-Eleven hot dogs are pretty good.
Dono's about to say, now, if it was hot dog flavored mac and cheese sparkling water?
No. No.
Dono would be on that, bro.
That sounds disgusting.
Like, imagine, like okay, you know how they have those water bottles now that have, like, the pods that, like.
Yes.
That you, like, it, like, sniffs. It's there's, like, a whole science behind it, right? It's like you grab the water and when you like squeeze it, it like, it's supposed to taste like whichever pot. What are you doing? Do you want me to put it there? How did you so effortlessly fail that?
I didn't want it to fall off. I succeeded.
No, because you could have just.
I can't go that far.
You can lean over.
Oh my God. Okay, here's the thing. You keep on bringing mac and cheese up. And I think you're the one who has a problem with mac and cheese because I agree with you. It'd be stupid.
I worked at a mac and cheese restaurant. What problem with mac and cheese would I have?
Obviously, you have a fucking vendetta against it because you're just like, yeah, mac and cheese. It's you want is mac and cheese.
I think you are over dramatizing the situation because I have no
homie,
point.
Homie, you've
like
brought
this.
It up. You've brought it up in four straight episodes.
Yeah. And I'll continue to do it.
So you have a vendetta on mac and cheese.
No, I'm going to make it on a shirt. Be like Chef Dono, and then it's gonna be like restaurant logo, and right underneath it, it's gonna be specialty, glizzies and mac and glizzies. What would you call it? Mac and glizzies. It kind of sounds.
But here's the thing.
No, but real quick, it kind of sounds like it would be its own restaurant. Like, hey, come on down to Mac and Glizzies for like a nice little. Can we open up our own restaurant?
Sure.
Call it Mac and Glizzies.
Well, you can open up a restaurant, and I'll open up a cafe.
What are you going to serve? Mac and Glizzies?
No, I'm going to serve coffee and then it's going to have books. It's going to be like a bookstore / coffee shop.
A bookstore / coffee shop?
Yeah.
So Barnes and Nobles?
No.
Call it. Are you partnering with anyone for this?
You.
So Evan and Jose's? Glizzy Emporium?
And apparently Sophie, because I'm getting glared at.
All right. So Glizzy Emporium.
Okay, I understand the problem now. It's not that you have a problem with mac and cheese. You have a problem with glizzies.
No, I actually really love hot dogs.
Okay, then, what is happening?
We need to have this discussion because I've talked to many people about this. Okay, what is the perfect hot dog? Like what condiments are you putting on the hot dog? Because I am the wrong
person to ask for this.
Because you just have it plain?
I have it with ketchup.
Okay,
I have it in a ballpark bun.
Okay.
Split down the middle.
By ballpark,
not on the
you
side.
Mean like the actual brand ballpark?
I mean, it could, but I mean, like what you would get.
Do you
in like
my slippers, by the way?
They're okay.
Okay.
You would like the type that you would get in a baseball game, but split down the middle, not the side. I just think that that's better. And then you put ketchup on it. And that's,
you mean the hot dog or the bun split down the middle?
The bun, dude.
Some people split the hot dog in the middle.
I know.
So
not me.
So
but I know.
Me. Okay. There's a few different ways you can have a perfect glizzy, right? First off.
Yeah. I'm gonna sit back for this.
Ketchup and mayo. I know people are diehard mustards. I don't like mustard personally. I have had ketchup and mustard on a hot dog.
Okay.
I can see the appeal. I get it. The same thing that I'm not a pineapple on pizza guy, right? But I can see why people would like pineapple on pizza, right? But ketchup and mayo, right? And follow me here. This is the underrated one, right?
Sure.
Some barbecue sauce.
Okay.
Barbecue sauce on like a nice, freshly cooked hot dog.
Okay.
Could slap. Now.
Could.
Now.
Not
if you
does,
wanna be,
could.
If you want to be like extra bougie,
mm-hmm.
throw on some cheese on there, like nice like slice of cheddar cheese, trust me, works wonders.
Okay, thank you for your,
so let us know how you guys take your hot dogs. What's the best way that you guys enjoy having a nice hot dog at a, it's a baseball thing, right, at a baseball game or the pool? I feel like hot dogs, usually baseball,
barbecue.
Pool. Yeah, like a barbecue.
Barbecue.
What would be like the weirdest place to have a hot dog? Funeral? Yeah, probably. No, wait. No, follow me here. I'm thinking
I don't know if I want to follow.
See, because I was going to say the movies, but some people do have hot dogs at the
movies. Yeah, me. I'm that person.
Oh, shit, that's right. Don't always that person.
I'm the person who has hot dogs at the movies.
Maybe a bar mitzvah. Wait, no, they can't have
hot. No, I think that's
hot.
Fine.
No, wait, no. Aren't hot dogs not kosher?
You can have kosher hot dogs.
Okay, I guess. I'm thinking like how you said, a traditional ballpark hot dog.
Yeah, but you can have kosher hot dogs. Like,
or
you, sure, you can't have Angus beef hot dogs.
Sparkling water flavored. No, hot dog flavored sparkling water.
Yeah, that's the literal worst way.
I kind of want to try it.
You're good.
Listen, I will try any food thing once.
You?
Listen.
You bring it. Tell me how it tastes.
Anthony gave us the, what was it? Oreos with Lunchables ham. Wasn't that bad. I'd be willing to try it.
No, arguably, I think I said it was pretty bad.
You know
bad.
The one thing I don't want to try, though? Mm. Because I've seen so many people talk about it.
Mm.
What is, it's from Australia. It's the green stuff.
It's
this
delicious?
Like spread. No, it's like
don't
a-
Don't believe
it's
me, like ask a, the dishes?
Yes, like- Vegemite. It's like a greenish brown. You've never seen Vegemite?
No, I've never seen Vegemite.
All right, so editor Sophie will put it up here in case any of you guys have never seen it before. But it's like a spread. Like people put it on toast.
Apparently, I've been told that it's brown. Not green
it is
at
brown.
All.
It
just
is brown.
Brown.
It is brown.
What is it?
It's like a spread.
Okay, it looks like Nutella.
We're going to put it up here, right? But it is, I'm going to tell you the ingredients in it. You're going to tell me if this sounds...
Are they dead squirrels?
It's made from leftovers, brewers, yeast extraction, and various vegetables.
So it's the hot dog of spreads.
Concentrated of onion, malt... Oh, Donald, you're going to hate it. Celery.
Why?
Donald's back on his celery hatred.
It's not back on it. I've just never... Celery is a useless food.
You're still on that?
I'm not still on that. I never changed.
Right, if you had to rank right now,
yes,
your top three useless foods of all time.
Celery.
Is number one?
Just one.
Like just pure number
yeah,
one.
Yeah, dude.
Like
it,
no
it's,
argument.
It's water.
Out of every food.
It's water. The only reason you're eating it is a vehicle to eat sauce, but
okay.
Not look like a heathen.
Okay, so you have celery all the way up top.
Yes.
All right.
Two.
Mm-hmm.
All right, now I have to think about it because, like, I'm not gonna say salad. That opinion is not.
But here,
a real like, I do think salad is relatively
but also
a useless
salad
food.
Salad is also like has such variety because, like, you could have a spinach salad, a lettuce salad. You could have it. I know you're the if you need sauce, right? But like, there are different types of sauces you can have with the salad, right? But some people
yes.
do like just salads by itself. Like me, dude, a nice good spring salad. Like, listen, I like coleslaw more than salad.
But here's the thing. Here's the thing that I think you're missing with the word useless, right? Mm-hmm. The reason I say useless is because it's a useless food, right? Meaning, I know people like it. I'm sure, listen, I've eaten a good Caesar salad and been fine. But lettuce in its inception is just water. Right, it nutritionally does not do shit for you. It's just a vehicle for you to eat other stuff. Now, I don't want to say salad in general because people are like, there's fruit salad, there's macaroni salad, there's a bunch
Donald's
of different
just
types
really
of salad.
Showing that he just doesn't eat his veggies.
No, I eat my veggies. You know what food I don't like but is useful? carrots, right? Like,
I love carrots.
I don't. Carrots, I like carrots. Carrots are something that I don't personally enjoy. Like if, but at the same time, it's not a useless food.
If I had to, potatoes are considered vegetables, no?
I think that they're considered starches.
Sure. Then let's say we're discounting potatoes. Uh-huh. I would probably go corn, carrots.
As useless?
No, like my favorites. Oh. Corn, carrots. Maybe spinach. I can't think of a third.
I mean, I love spinach. I love peas, and I espinaca. Like
espinaca.
Espinaca. So,
you know what I think is a useless food?
Celery.
No, I just don't like this food.
What?
I don't get how you like it. I don't like bologna.
That's fine.
I think out of all the meats you could have picked for a sandwich.
Here's the problem with your word. It's not. Bologna is not a useless food. When you eat bologna, at least you're getting your protein. Celery doesn't give you shit. It's not good for you. The only thing it is, it's either a vehicle for you to eat ranch or another sauce, or you're just trying to pretend like you're being healthy.
You know, I used to know someone that would dip celery in Nutella.
In Nutella?
Yep.
Yeah. So what they wanted to do is they wanted to eat Nutella, but they didn't just want to go.
No, but like, I just think that's a. Can you do that again?
No.
Yeah, you should.
You only get it once.
Zoom in on that.
Nope, you only get one.
Zoom in on that.
That's why I think celery is a useless food, because it does nothing for you. Nothing. It's not good for you. It's not bad for you. It is water.
I'm going to have you
one day. And for that, you just drink water.
I'm going to have you do a whole PowerPoint presentation on celery.
Okay.
Just celery.
Okay. And after the PowerPoint presentation, I will have explained why it is a useless food.
And I will give you guys my PowerPoint presentation on my hatred for Caillou.
I don't know why you hate that guy so much.
You will. You will one day.
Yeah, apparently.
You will one day. All right, so Thon, I'm going to list off some other stuff for you.
Okay. What? So, list off what other stuff?
Well, let me. So, you know, I got into you know, the what was it? Hot dog flavored sparkling water.
Become a food podcast.
We've become a food podcast, which honestly, we should get lunch after this. Team meeting at lunch after this.
No. We have too much work to do.
We can do it over lunch.
Tell me what you need. Cool.
So I remember this reoccurring thing where every year Lay's, the company, right?
Yeah.
Would release different flavored chips that were just kind of absurd.
Yes. Right?
And then there would be a winner. And so I just wanted to go through these and see if you think they would
What's
be good.
What's your favorite or not. Type of Lay's first?
Barbecue.
Okay.
Also, fun fact. I don't know why I said fun fact. This isn't a fun fact. This is just a thing. I actually think the baked Lay's barbecue chips are super underrated. Like, let's avoid the health, you know, whatever. Like a nice, like when I go to Subway, get like a nice baked Lay's barbecue flavored chip.
Slaps. I like just baked Lay's, if I'm being honest.
That's
with
what
you.
I'm saying. Like,
not with barbecue, just baked
like the
Lay's.
Regular. There's just something about like the crispiness.
Yeah.
It. So let me.
I agree. So the first type of Pringle that they released is cinnamon and sugar potato crisps.
Okay. I get why people would think this is weird. I think it could work, like a nice like cinnamony flavored chip.
Yeah.
I think it could work.
I think it's the sugar. No.
You're not going to eat half of these, are you?
No.
Okay.
I think it's the sugar that's throwing me off.
Well, like,
you have cinnamon and then sugar and then also
potato. Think about it like
this
way, like a churro, like cinnamon sugar.
Yeah, I don't like churros, so.
You don't like most foods.
No, that's not true.
We're going to do like, what? Not a mukbang. We're going to do a food thing and we're just going to feed Donald every possible normal food, not weird food.
Yeah.
Normal food.
Yeah.
And just see if he likes it or not.
Sure.
I'm going to throw you like an apple and you're going to be like, apples are useless.
No, they're not. Apples arguably are really good for your health. You don't understand the word useless.
Also, listen to me. I'm going to say right here. Apple juice is the best juice.
Sure. I don't have an opinion on this.
You don't have an opinion on juices?
No.
Brother.
I like
water.
Did
you grow up drinking just like milk from the gallon as a kid and that's it? You did, didn't you?
Yeah.
Yeah, there it is.
Milk, like 1% milk and water was what
you,
I drank.
Wait, I'm sorry. Did you say 1% milk?
Yeah.
You had skim milk.
Whole milk. It's different, isn't it?
Yeah, it is.
Okay. I drank whole milk.
Okay. I was about to be like, there's no way this man.
And water.
Drank. Nothing against if you like skim milk, but I'm sorry. Skim milk is so watered down compared to other milks that it's just not.
So what I drank
did
growing
you know
up.
Babies can't drink water.
Yeah.
I didn't know that until like 2 years ago.
Of course.
It was one of those things that like no one ever said it, but like someone brought it up and in my head I went, oh my God, I've never seen a baby drink water.
It's not that they can't drink water.
No, they can't. Like they physically cannot. Like it will destroy their bodies.
Mm-hmm. Okay.
So that's why like, but it's one of those things where it's like, have you ever had like nothing was taught to you, but all of a sudden your brain goes, oh my God, I've never seen a baby drink water. Imagine me being that one guy that you have a kid. I'm like, yo, here's some water. But I was like, why are you giving my baby water? I'd be like, the little guy looked thirsty. All right. Little celery over here needed some water.
And that's why I'm never going to leave my kid with Evan. Thank you.
I would make a great babysitter.
Obviously not.
I'm not going to actually feed your kid water. And also Thalia works with children. I think I would make a great babysitter.
We're moving on.
All right, just give us the next chip.
Walker's barbecue pulled pork crisps.
No, listen. We're Hispanic. Like a chicharron.
Hey.
No, I get it. No. Hey. Wait, read it again to me. Can I see it?
No.
Okay.
Walker's barbecue pulled pork chips.
That actually. Oh, but here's the thing. It's saying pulled pork, not like a chicharron. It's saying
Like an actual.
I think it could still be good.
I think it would slap.
I think it would still be good.
Hey, listen. I never have good opinions on this. I think it would slap.
Okay.
So, all right, moving on. Lay's Flaming Hot Dill Pickle Potato Chips.
Nope, I'm good. I don't like pickles normally.
This gets relegated to the same place the hot dog water is going.
I feel like you would drink hot dog water.
I would not drink hot dog water. I feel
like if I got you like...
the hot dog like sparkling
hot dog
water?
Flavored, not like a beer? Like a cerveza?
No.
No?
No, hot dogs are food.
What's like the weirdest thing you've ever drank? Pee?
No. You?
No.
Okay.
Weirdest thing I've ever drank?
The crab chip. It's the crab chip. I don't know why it says UTZ. It's.
I don't know. I mean, I like normal like crab dip, but I don't know how I would feel with it like in a chip form.
Apparently, it's from Maryland, which makes
sense. That makes sense. They're like the fishing.
Roast chicken crisps. Yeah.
I don't know. I have this thing where like things that shouldn't taste like meat,
if it tastes like meat.
This is one of those where I could either like it or not like it.
I'm down to try it.
Do you think we can?
Pringles flame grilled steak chips. Yes.
I feel like I would like this more than the chicken one.
I agree.
I think we should find some of these.
I think we should find all of them.
Try them.
Let's do it.
Mukbangs are a thing now.
Pringles sloppy joe chips. I'm not a fan of Sloppy Joe, I don't think I would probably like this.
But I like Sloppy Joe.
Okay.
I would give this one like a...
Why is Joe so sloppy? You said you like Sloppy Joe.
Yeah.
So why is he so sloppy?
His wife left with the kids.
Ooh. So yeah, that would make anyone sloppy.
Yeah. You know that line in Noah
You're a good friend for sticking with him.
I thought that was going to be the chip.
You're a good friend
chip flavor.
No.
You're taking it like, man, my boy's so nice. I that song in Noah Kahan where it's like I got this.
Just tell me the song.
It's
why do you have glasses in your couch?
I found Thalia's glasses.
Oh my God.
You know the thing where you've heard things numerous times and all of a sudden when you're on
just
the spot?
Just tell me what song it is.
I don't remember. It's the one... Oh, the you build a boat.
Oh, it's Forever? Yeah?
Yeah. No, not Forever.
It's called Forever.
No. No. Forever is a... If forever... I'm thinking of... build a boat, build a life, lose your friends,
lose your wife. Yeah.
And kicking rocks. Is it New Perspective? No.
I don't know.
Yeah, okay, anyway, but it's the part I just said. You lose your friends.
You lose your wife.
Yeah.
So Noah Kahan is just Sloppy Joe?
No, not Noah Kahan, but the character Noah's he's playing. Song.
Okay.
Yeah.
So the next one is prawn cocktail crisps.
No, I'm good.
Yeah, me too.
No,
I'm good. I'm fine.
I'm going to be honest with you. Like, I'm not a huge shrimp guy. Like, I love like fried shrimp.
Me neither.
Like sushi. Like, I know you don't like shrimp.
I'm allergic to it, so no.
We're going to feed Thono a shrimp on the pot and see if he's still allergic.
We should do that.
I'll have the EpiPen ready.
Let's do it.
Yeah?
Yep.
I'll have the EpiPen ready and just like, the second you go, I'm going to go.
In this episode, Thono dies. All right, we're moving on. With Lay's too. Oregano potato chips. I feel like this is an easy
no,
one.
No, if it was, I say no, but if it was like cilantro, maybe.
No, I think I'd try it.
I don't know
it.
If I like
it. I'd try it.
I like cilantro. I like cilantro oregano. More than oregano.
I like oregano. Nori's seaweed flavor chips.
No, I'm good.
No, I'm good.
I don't like seaweed.
I'm good. I mean, we're going to try all of these, but I'm good. Pringles ketchup potato chips.
So, I've actually tried these.
Uh-huh.
They're not that bad.
Hey.
They're not that bad.
What do they do? Do they just dunk them and put in
ketchup? No, because they also have a honey mustard flavored one.
Mm-hmm.
I don't think it's by Pringles. But it's just, I feel like when I ate them, like they were fine. I do feel like if you have more than like seven, it's a little weird.
Okay.
Like it's one of those chips that you can't have a lot of in one sitting.
All right. Well, we're going to have a lot of chips when we try these all. Lay's Rock Hot Chili Squid Potato Chips. I'm good.
No, wait. Let me see if maybe the art sells me.
No, I'm good. Anything with squid, if it's not squid,
but
I'm
it,
good.
It brings up a good point. Like, it could taste like calamari.
Hey, I don't care. I like anything calamari. With squid that's not calamari.
I feel like this one might be a sleeper hit.
Kettle Brand Maple Bacon Potato Chips. Yeah, I'll try
that. Yeah, I know. Wait, you said it's Kettle?
Yeah.
I stand by Kettle. I love Kettle chips. I could do it.
I'll try that.
Maple Bacon?
Yeah.
You know, I've never had chicken and waffles.
We need to change that.
I kind of want to try chicken and waffles.
As someone who doesn't like waffles that much.
I've had... Like in Disney, they have this like waffle chicken sandwich and it has coleslaw, but I don't feel like it's the same because it's like a sandwich. It's not like, but I want to try like just straight up some chicken tenders with waffles and syrup.
Okay, let's do it.
Okay.
All right.
So we are having lunch after this.
No. Lay's cucumber flavored potato chips. I'm good. Anything with cucumber, I'm good.
I like
cucumber. Is good for one thing, water and to put on your eyes.
No, I like cucumber. I don't think I would like this one, though.
No. Pringles Texas Barbecue Potato Chips. This is your thing.
Yeah.
This is your thing.
Barbecue? Amazing. I think I'm the only one in our friend group that really likes barbecue.
No, I like barbecue. Like, I just don't like it as much as you do. You like to put it on everything.
I'm not saying barbecue sauce. Like, general good. If I could have, like, brisket every day, like cornbread.
You'd have a
I'm
high cholesterol.
I'm not a big
ribs
guy. I like ribs.
But yeah, I'm not a big ribs
but
guy.
No,
either.
But if it's like ribs that like it like falls off the bone,
I'm so not
like
a big
so
ribs guy.
It's so soft and like
I like barbecue too, like a real barbecue. I'm a big barbecue guy, but like
well, we know you like hot dogs. So
Lay's sweet basil potato chips.
No, same thing with the oregano. If it was cilantro, maybe I don't know if I'd.
You just want cilantro.
I
chips.
I love cilantro, like a nice garlic cilantro sauce.
Barbecue sausage and onion potato chips. I think the onion ruins it.
We made it to the glizzies again. I don't know. I don't think so. I might pass
sausage.
On this one.
I was like, what glizzies? And then I saw sausage. Nah, the onion ruins this. Lay's baked scallop with butter and garlic.
Nope,
that's just
I'm
a lot.
Good. Nope. I'm good. What are scallops?
Fish.
Scallops are fish?
Fish.
Interesting.
They're a type of fish.
So you're saying it's a fish chip?
Yeah.
No, I'm good.
It's not fish and chips.
No,
it's
like
just
it's a fish chip.
Yes.
No, I'm good.
Pizza potato chips.
Listen,
we gotta try it.
We're the Nerd
Slice
podcast.
Yeah, we gotta try it.
Fun fact, I was about to ask you, if we had a Nerd Slice flavored chip, what would it be?
The pizza potato chip.
So just like a pizza.
Yeah.
But it's like a pizza, but it's also like, what's like a nerdy thing? You just feel like nerdiness.
I don't know.
No? Okay.
Okay. Walker's Worcestershire sauce.
Listen, I love Worcester.
Worcestershire.
But I don't know. I don't think I would like it in a chip.
How do you pronounce that word? It's not Worcester.
Worcester sounds like a Chester that went to war.
What's a Chester?
Like a name.
Like Chester?
Like Chester Cheetah?
Like Chester...
You don't know any famous Chester, do you?
Vaguely, in my head, I remember an animated character called Chester.
No, but...
I'm going to look it up.
How to pronounce it?
Yeah.
I'm pretty sure it's
I'm pretty it's, sure it's Worcester sauce.
It's either Worcester or Worcestershire, but I feel like...
I think Worcestershire is wrong.
What would be the weirdest way to say that?
Worcester.
No,
Chester.
From Fairly Odd
Chester.
Parents. He kind of looks like
And
me.
Also, you know who else is a Chester?
Cheetah.
Chester.
I literally said that. I said Chester Cheetah. Pay attention.
No.
That's why you fired yourself.
I didn't fire myself. I just didn't want
to
do it anymore.
Also, do I need to go shopping with you?
Why?
Do we need to get socks?
I don't
want to
hear that from you.
I don't have holes in my socks.
I don't
have holes in my socks.
You have the same tank top for four episodes in a row.
Do you see any holes in this tank top?
No.
Well, other than the ones for my arms and my head and my torso. Exactly. Bop him.
Is it? Oh my God. It
yeah.
does.
Look at
it
his feet.
Does have a giant hole.
I'm sorry. Jump scare for people who don't like
I do
feet.
Have a giant hole in my... I actually didn't know that.
Jump scare for people that don't like feet.
Well, that's all 20 of these potato chips, so...
Do you remember all 20?
No.
I was going to say, which one do you think would be your top, like...
Probably the barbecue
like the
barbecue,
like the Texas
either
barbecue.
That one or the kettle.
Oh, the kettle.
The kettle
one,
potato
the
chips.
Kettle,
yeah,
the
yeah,
kettle
yeah.
One sounds really good. Welcome to a new segment of the podcast.
Wow, you are just going.
You have to.
You're speedrunning this podcast,
you,
huh?
You got to. Sometimes, you know, people got things to do, right? I appreciate you guys being here, but I get it. You know, some of you are going to work. Some of you are trying to conquer Rome, and I get that. What's a place you would want to conquer?
Other
than your, like, mental state.
I don't feel like conquering means...
It doesn't have to be a bad thing.
Yeah.
No.
Yes.
Because if you're like, I want to conquer my insecurities, right? Like
you said not anything in my mental state. So that
no,
doesn't
I said
count.
Other than your mental state.
Yeah. Insecurities
okay,
counts
what's
as my
a place
mental
you would
state.
Want to conquer?
Nowhere. You thing. Should never want to conquer anything. People have-
I want to conquer every single penguin in the world. And I want to become a penguin emperor. Not like the actual
Are
emperor
you good?
Penguin. But like, I want to lead penguins.
Are you okay?
Did I tell you my theory on how the world's going to end?
No.
I think the world is going to end because penguins are secretly like incredibly smart.
Okay.
Penguins are going to get machine guns and just conquer us all. It's not Planet of the Apes. It's Planet of the Penguins.
We'll just breed a super sea lion and we'll win.
No.
Yes.
Nope.
Yep.
Have you watched any of the Planet of the Apes movies? Once animals evolve, it's game over.
Have you ever heard that Planet of the Apes is a fictional thing?
No, it's not. It's going to happen. You ready?
I think
when the apes come into Thonel's house, break into his room.
You said it was penguins.
Start throwing poop at you.
You said it was penguins and not apes.
Yeah, but I'm saying why can't it be both? Why can't it be Planet of the Peas? Planet of the animals that start with the letter P. Panthers. Panthers are going to take over. What's another possum? No, possums are a possum, which is dumb.
Yeah.
What's another animal that starts with P? Platypus.
Platypus.
Platypi.
Perry the platypus.
Platypi are actually poisonous. I don't know if you knew that.
Yeah, minor poisons.
Yeah,
pythons.
But imagine. I'm gonna be honest with you. My indirect fear, and it's a super indirect fear. Is one day like feeling something on my leg in the middle of my sleep and I like take the blanket off and it's just like a full python.
Why?
I don't know. I just like, I'm not afraid of snakes, but the concept of feeling like a snake, like run up your body, terrifying to me. Terrified me. One time I was, it was like 3 years ago. I felt a cockroach go up my hand. I threw it on the ground so fast and squished it, but I still feel that sensation to this day. It haunts me. What haunts you? Other than penguins breaking into your home.
Pandas?
Weren't penguins your favorite
parrots.
Animal? Parrots could be deadly.
Yeah.
Because they can mimic. So imagine like parrots try to like mess with you. And then the pandas come and they just start like boxing.
Peacocks.
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 Peacocks. Peacocks. Peacocks could be scary.
Right? Like if a peacock, if peacocks ruled the world, I think there would at least be 30% of humanity that died just because they were like, peacock.
Parrots, penguins, pigs. Piranhas.
Piranhas. Well, don't go in the water.
Piranhas could be deadly. Porcupine.
Polar bears.
Polar
bears. Polar bears
a
win.
A pangolin. Do you know what a pangolin is?
No.
You've never heard of a pangolin?
No.
Pull up a pangolin right here, right in between us. Yeah, I'm giving you work. Welcome. Welcome to being an editor. Pangolins
Welcome
are like these hell. Like weird armored like armadillo type things. They actually look really cool.
Okay.
They're like
all right, so
remember last podcast where you started hitting me?
Mm-hmm.
I'm about to repeat that.
Do it.
I would never.
So you're scared of things slithering on you?
I guess.
I mean, but that's what you just said.
A poison dart frog starts with a P.
Okay.
A partridge? You know
in
like
a
partridge
tree?
In a pear tree? Just imagine a little bird just coming and go, Scott! I think any animal with given enough, it's like Batman, given enough prep time could just rock
no,
any of us.
I don't think so.
You don't think?
No, I think any animal given human intelligence could possibly do it. Mm. But there's a reason that we're the apex predators of this world and slowly but surely killing off or making extinct every other thing that lives on this world.
Puffins?
You would have to go to one place in Ireland for that to be a problem.
Polar bears could mess us up.
I said that. I said that.
Pandas.
No. Pandas. I said, pull it up.
Pandas.
Polar bears.
Pandas.
I said polar bears.
Pandas
and you
and
just
polar
don't
bears.
Listen. I see why Thalia gets mad.
Puh. I'm trying to think of other animals, but maybe with like other bee, just any type of bear. Bees. Bees could mess us up.
Bees could be a problem. Bees could be a problem. If not really bees. Like if they were like African bees, we would have to start burning down entire cities to deal with them.
What do you think would be like a sleeper animal? Like one that people wouldn't think could be deadly, but could. You already know what I'm going to say.
If you say sloth, I will punch
you.
No,
ostriches are going to destroy us.
Ostriches can't destroy us. The one ostrich you're afraid of gets stopped by going, no! Stop it.
Ostriches are just scary.
They're stupid.
Okay, they're so scary.
Yeah. A sleeper. Cats.
No, but I feel
no,
like...
No, cats.
But like a normal size cat?
Have you ever seen a...
But like a general
wait,
cat?
Wait, I know the breed. Maine Coon?
Yes.
A Maine Coon is a fucking cat the size of a dog. And it's...
But that's what I'm saying. You're saying it because of the size. I'm saying just what's an underrated sleeper animal...
Cats.
...that you think, but like a normal size
cat?
Cats
are the apex predators of pretty much every single...
Yeah, but those are cats that are bigger in size.
No,
normally.
Cats are apex predators in like 99% of their like environmental area. The only thing that tops them is humans.
Follow me here, snails. I feel like snails can like all combine into like a transformer.
Okay.
And then just like start boxing
but,
us.
But hey, you just throw salt on it.
No, they're gonna, yes. They're gonna adapt and they're gonna like not be affected by salt.
Oh, okay. So anything with an adaptation that makes them more dangerous.
Yeah.
Yeah. So I can say anything.
Like imagine sloths.
Your rules are
sloths
that are not slow or stupid or kill themselves.
Like sloths that can run like the Flash.
Uh-huh.
Just like or Slaughterhouse.
Or
Slaughterhouse.
You should watch Slaughterhouse.
We're in a new segment of the podcast.
There's another one?
There is.
Oh my God.
Called Producer Picks, right?
Okay.
Where we unknowingly get a talking point from our producer.
I have decided to be the phone person today because Evan, every single podcast gets to be the one who just says things out loud and it surprised me. And so it's my turn. So the first producer pick ever is this is a good one. This is why she's the producer and the editor and pretty much holding the whole team on our back.
I don't know what the question is.
We need to talk about horror films lately and best horror films that we've seen lately. We actually, you watched two of them.
If you check on our socials, it's either going to be out today. Oh, actually, no. By the time this recording comes out, they should be out. I've watched two horror movies recently. You watched
Let's
one with us.
Talk about is it Immaculata or Immaculate?
It's just Immaculate. You got really artsy with it. It's straight up just Immaculate.
I'm checking that. Keep on talking.
Immaculate, starring Sydney Sweeney. Without giving my full spoiler thoughts, because you can go check out the TikTok if you're interested in hearing the full thing.
It is Immaculate.
Yep.
I was calling it Immaculata. It's called Religious Trauma.
Yeah, movie's pretty solid. I think the first two acts are a little slower, but by the third act, it does pick up. Sydney Sweeney did really good in it. It was
did
the
she
first
act her old Badoosie out.
Sure, her sweet.
I'm glad you got there.
Thank you. But she did really, really good in it.
Uh-huh.
Apparently, I found out more after the movie that she's been trying to make this movie for a while. And now that she has, money, she was able to produce the movie and get it off the ground. I think the third act is really, really cool. I kind of wish they kept more of the wackiness of the third act a little bit earlier.
Okay.
But it's a pretty solid movie.
Out of 10, what would you give it?
Probably like a 7.
Okay, that's not
like,
too bad.
Like it's not going to be the most like unique horror movie. Like in years,
but it does
its own standalone. And I will say the last like 10 minutes, like really, really good.
Cool. Just for reference, mm-hmm. What would you give Talk to Me?
Like the one from last year?
Yes.
Talk to Me is like a 9.59.
Okay, cool. Just so that we have like a reference.
Yeah.
What a 7 out of like 9 is.
Like it's definitely above other horror movies that have come out in the last few years, but it's like I said, it's not changing the game. It's not going to be like a groundbreaking Midsommar.
Yeah. Midsommar.
One of those.
Midsommar, to be fair, as one of my favorite horror movies, is not for everyone.
Yeah.
But the other one that we watched together.
I was super excited for.
I was excited for it too.
Not Talk to Me. Late Night with the Devil, which obviously there's some discussions with it.
Let's just talk about the controversy really quickly.
Yeah, the controversy is that there is a part in the film where they cut away and the image that is on the screen in the cutaway is AI generated. It's not rumored. The director straight up confirmed it. Mm-hmm. And obviously it's caused some discourse.
So here's the thing. In the film. I have a bit of an opinion on this, okay?
Okay.
So, yes. The parts that... The whole premise of the film, by the way, is that where there's a talk show. And when the talk show goes to, like, commercial, it's like an old talk show.
We'll be right back.
It says, we'll be right back. Those parts were done with AI. And people are, like, upset at the fact that they could have hired, like, an artist. Or they could have hired someone to make them. And that's... Hey...
I'm with you.
I understand where you're coming from. But here's my argument to this. Mm-hmm. And why I think that the director's a little bit, you know, should be given a little bit of leeway. We at the beginning of the movie, we watched as they put legitimately 9 different studios, right? Which if you don't know about the industry, if there's 9 different studios at the beginning of your movie, it means, first of all, it was really hard to get your movie done. And second of all, there was a lot of hands in those pots. So you really, there's a lot of you just trying to get it made. It's a passion project. And it was a good passion project, but as also a Shudder film, because it's primarily a Shudder film, the director probably didn't have that much money, especially hiring the main actor who was a pretty popular actor.
We'll get into that in a second.
But if, let's say you and I were making a horror movie, right? Mm-hmm. And we didn't have the budget. We didn't have like the time to create these like middle parts. It was just a labor of love of getting the actual thing filmed and made. You know, you and I, like I have used AI to help me like Photoshop some stuff. Like AI as a tool to help you make the greater thing, people have no freaking problem with that, right? Like people throw things into Photoshop and use the generative fill, and people are like, oh, okay, cool. Like, that's fine. It's not great, but people are like, oh, cool. Like it's whatever. Like it's a tool to help. But now that people are like, oh, you could have hired an artist, they use the AI as a tool to help them make a film. Like, give them a break.
I used AI for the podcast. Total? Not real.
AI. I'm actually a Tolpa.
AI.
AI created Tolpa.
AI. Ready? Mm-hmm. This is how you can tell that Tono's an AI. Ready? Tono, what are your thoughts on celery?
My thoughts on celery is that it is a useless food.
A real person wouldn't say that.
No.
They'd be like, it's all right.
Come back to reality.
It's all right.
A normal person would say that because celery is a useless food.
You have been the
food.
Only person. I have seen TikTok comments being like, what is this guy's beef with celery?
Bro. I'm going to make a PowerPoint and then the world will understand. Okay. But we'll talk about the film.
Back
it was
to
a
the
good
actual
film.
Review of the film. I loved it. I mean, I was a little nervous going into it because the trailer did give me interest to watch the movie.
Yeah.
And I try to go into movies with a very not set expectation.
Yeah, that's why I don't watch trailers.
To be disappointed. But I think the movie delivered. I think the concept was unique. Mm-hmm. I think the style that they were going for was done really, really well. I think the unnerveness, and I don't want to give too much away, but the movie does a good job of making you feel like you're a part of that studio audience and kind of getting that uneasiness throughout the film. Obviously, I think the second and third acts obviously picked up a little bit more because the first act is kind of just setting up what's happening.
It's a horror
sort of
film.
The conflicts. But I think by the time the credits roll, my jaw was truly like, what just happened?
I think it was.
And I like that it didn't have one of those like, you could argue it could have one of those, like, you decide what happened, but it kind of did have a definitive, like, here's what happened.
Okay, so, quickly. I'm gonna go quick. A little bit more quickly than you did. It was a good film. I really like the concept. To do a concept like that nowadays, where it's so like, it's like very creative. A lot of things nowadays aren't as creative. I'm glad that creativity is coming back into like the filmmaking process, and we're getting films like this that are trying different things and not completely falling on their ass. It was a good movie. It was a solid horror film. I do have one problem. Sure. I'm going to get into very slight spoilers. The last scene made no sense to me. The last shot. I'm just going to tell you the last shot. It's not a spoiler. The last shot is a camera pulling back from the talk show stage. That's all I'm going to give you so that Evan knows what I'm talking about. Cool? All right. It makes no sense. Because it either should have been black and white, or it shouldn't have been moving. Because who's moving the fucking camera?
The ghosts.
Doesn't make sense.
I think you're nitpicking a little too much. I love the ending.
It was a good ending.
Like I said, I think there could be room to interpret what you think. We had a little discussion after like we saw the movie. I think there could be a discussion of what actually happened, but I do like that.
I think
it's
pretty
definitive. Like,
yeah.
Oh, okay, this is what happened.
It's pretty straightforward what happened. Yeah.
And I like it. I want more horror movies like this. I kind of experiment going in different sort of, ideas.
Out of 10, what would you give it?
I would give it like an 8.5.
Okay. I'd give it about an 8 as well.
Like it's been a while since a horror movie, like not scare wise, but has kind of made me excited for it almost. Like, it's not the scariest horror movie, I'm going to be sure with you. Like, there were some moments that did, like, get us. But it's not going to have you, like, saying, like, I couldn't sleep at night because of this horror film. But as a sort of creative horror film, and that's, I feel like, nowadays what we're getting into, horror movies that don't just try to have the typical, like, jump scare, that kind of have a little bit more nuance behind it in terms of how they get to the actual scare part of it. Mm-hmm. I think it was one of the more creative ones we've had in a long time.
Yeah, and that's why I would also give it around that 8. The horror itself was well done. The suspense was well done. The kind of story that it was telling was well done. It did fall flat in some places, just completely honestly. There were times that I felt like a lot of the stuff was contrived, but it was a fun watch. I think anyone that watches the film could say that. It was a fun watch, and sure, it wasn't going to be a groundbreaking horror film like Scream or anything like that, but it was a fun one. And nowadays, we rarely get stuff like that. So, yeah, I agree. Oh, we have one more question.
All right, this will be our last one before
we
end.
Speed run this last question from our producer.
I was fully waiting for you to just, like, get my face.
stupid. So, to really end off on this food episode, what is a food or foods in your past that is just like the nostalgic foods? Like, you eat it and you like, it's like you have an ego moment from Ratatouille that you eat it and you're like, oh.
So I mean, obviously, if we're gonna show our little culture here for a second, arroz con pollo, like my mom's like yellow rice. My grandma used to make it, and now my mom started making it. So that's one that kind of always gets to me. One that I've wanted to have again because of childhood nostalgia, dude. I have been dying for an Uncrustables.
Uncrustables?
Yeah, like my coworkers started
like
having
the purple box thing,
like the peanut butter and jelly,
the thing that's
round
like
sandwich.
Oh, I've never had that in my life.
Yeah, I know. You used to trade them with me because you wouldn't eat them.
That's right.
But an Uncrustables. I'm trying to think.
As you keep
specifically, on. This is specific.
Yes.
Dinosaur chicken nuggets.
Dino nuggies?
My grandma used to make me specifically dinosaur chicken nuggies. And for a dessert, I will never forget this. For a dessert, she would get those little like popsicle molds that you could put whatever and put orange juice in them. And I would have like an orange juice popsicle. Those are big.
That's crazy.
When I slept over at my grandma's house, when I walked over next door, I knew I was eating like a king
walked
that
over
night.
Next
I would
door.
Have dinosaur chicken nuggies with some orange juice popsicles.
That's, hey, I get it. So
she one time made it grape juice instead of orange juice, and I almost had a fit.
Well, I would probably have had a fit too. I have three different, along with yours, three. And two of them are
mac and cheese and glizzies.
Okay. One of them is mac and cheese and glizzies. And listen, listen. My grandmother, one Wednesday out of the month, would invite all of my cousins, my brother, and we would sit around the same table, and she would make macaroni and cheese and hot dogs for all of us. And it was the one time that all of us got to like sit down. We got to spend time with my grandparents. We would like sit down in the couch area afterwards, and it was great.
He's trying to give emotion, so I feel bad about the mac and cheese and glizzies.
I fucking yelled at you last episode about it. It mm-hmm. is. It is 100% the reason.
Have you had spaghetti with hot dogs?
Yeah.
Not like mac and cheese and hot
yes,
dogs.
Yes, and it's not the same. It's not. You
describe
have meatballs with spaghetti.
Describe it to me.
What do you mean describe
like
it to
the
you?
Mac and cheese and the... Okay, anyway. Sorry, go.
Okay. Then there's what my other grandmother used to cook for me. It's my favorite food in the world. Arroz con picadillo.
Arroz con picadillo.
Which, like, if you do it right with the bay leaves, the raisins, although I don't eat the raisins, I put them to the side. You olives as well. Put those things to the side too. But cooking that in a cazuela, I would come home like once a week and she would have it done. And it's every time I eat anything close to it, I get sent back to when I was like 10 years old and didn't have a care in the freaking world other than like getting on the Xbox
you
and
still
playing.
Had cares in the world, but
no, the only just, care in the world I had was homework and getting on Xbox to play Halo with my friends, right? The days. And then the last is croquetas. Oh,
croquetica.
Ham croquetas are just, they're the best, right? Like if you go to a bakery and you just get a ham croqueta, it's just always a good pick. Yes, you could get a pastelito, you could get pan con mantequilla, but a croqueta is just a biteable, like a very small biteable thing. You can just throw it in and be like, good to go. It's so good. Those are three. Oh, I love, those are the three things in my childhood that are just always going to stay. And every time I cook mac and cheese and hot dogs, I'm trying to give you that same love that my grandmother did, but obviously it didn't hit you. So
let us know if you want to see an episode of Donald just cooking mac and cheese and hot dogs.
You know I can cook other stuff. I think we should do an episode where I just cook every meal that day so that you see that I can cook other food.
Yeah, I'd like that.
Okay.
Listen. I am like Remy. I believe that everyone can cook. Right.
Yes.
But until you show me that you can, for example, uh-huh. I'll put credit where credit's due. All right. I roasted our producer
uh-huh.
because our producer was like, I cook, but I've never seen our producer cook other uh-huh. than baked goods. Made a breakfast sandwich. Pretty fire. Okay. Not gonna lie.
I'll make you an omelet. An omelet with chopped spinach, some ham in it, and then cheese in the inside and outside. Dude, it's fucking divine.
I actually had an omelet for the first time, like in a long time yesterday.
What?
Not for the first time.
Okay.
I'm saying like, I used to have omelets all the time when I lived with my parents.
Mm-hmm.
It was just an easy, like my dad used to make them. I could like throw them. But like, I haven't had one in a while. So yesterday I was like,
okay.
I put some bacon in it.
One day we're gonna film an episode where I cook every meal. And so you can see I cook. And you know what? I will promise that the dinner will not be mac and cheese and hot dogs.
We can do that on one condition.
What?
You gotta wear one of those really tall chef hats.
Okay.
And you have to put me inside that chef hat.
Nope.
Like, just like.
Good
and
to
I'll
go.
Like,
hey, thank you so much for watching.
Thank
this
you
episode.
So much for watching.
If you don't like food, this has been a weird
you
one for you.
You kind of have to because you need it to survive.
That's arguable. Thank you so much for watching. If you liked the episode, please give us a like. We are trying.
Comment. Subscribe.
The comment like. For the question for the episode is still, what is a dumber name? Rotisserie chicken
no,
or Loki for
I
a
told
dog?
You the question.
I do not care about your question. That's the question for the day. Please.
He's not just, the editor anymore. He's bold all
just,
of a sudden.
Just do that for me. Okay, he's a sick boy right now, and you're really making fun of him?
I'm saying you.
What?
I'm not making fun of your sick dog. I'm making fun
you
of you.
You said he's a bald boy.
No, I said he's not the editor anymore, so all of a sudden he's bald.
Oh, bald.
Yeah.
I heard bald.
You're the one making fun of your sick dog now.
No, I'm not making fun of him. He's a sick boy.
Give your love to Loki.
So when you answer the question of the episode, take that in mind that if you say Loki, he's sick right now, and so you're
so
an asshole.
So he's trying to gaslight you. Yeah. Gaslighting
101. Thank you so much for watching, and we'll catch you guys in the next episode.
Let me know if you like my capybara slippers.
Bye.
Bye.